The ravenous manner in which we indiscriminately consume information and opinions suggests that what McIntosh maintains is true. Be it politics or academia, the media and entertainment, the bowels of an egocentric internet, or the high places of spiritual celebrity, every surrounding force is bent on persuading us that we need other guidance than that which the Bible's precious pages supply. Rather than each one of us taking personal responsibility to turn to God and His Word for every answer and every directive, we instead deceive ourselves and default to those deemed more experienced, more educated, or more enlightened. Whether by other men's design or our own self-inflicted disability, the light of Scripture grows ever dimmer in our collective eyes. McIntosh's point, and the purpose of this expanded work, is to assert and champion the single fundamental belief that men must either deny that the Bible is the Word of God or admit its sufficiency and supremacy. There is no middle ground. The Scriptures must be either complete and outright foolishness or the unrivaled pronouncement of God's revealed wisdom and truth. As disciples of Messiah, walking daily in the Spirit, we have no choice but to completely abandon our half-hearted, compartmentalized faith and confess that God alone has full and utter authority. Our only valid response to the sufficiency and supremacy of Scripture is absolute submission and immediate obedience. My fellow servant of Messiah, the overflow of faithlessness abounds in this lost generation. Yet even as the threadbare fabric of our society's morals hastens to unravel, even as humanity gives way to unthinkable depravities of every kind, there remains but one crucial issue for this and every age. Will we surrender our wills and trust our lives solely to the Word of God? This is the question that I pray will arrest you as you consider the Bible, its sufficiency and supremacy, which I've reproduced below with only minor revisions for clarity, and my following exploration in Bearing the Standard of Scripture. Though such discussion marks merely the beginning of a critical conversation, we must nevertheless commit ourselves in advance to reaching the only legitimate conclusion, the fostering of a generation who will disregard all other influences and pledge its life without compromise to bearing the standard of Scripture.